Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio, coming to you from downtown Lilydale, New York. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Reverend John White here in Lilydale, New York. I hope that the season finds you well, and I hope you have an opportunity to spend Christmas with family, either on Zoom or in person. And remember to keep well. We're continuing a series of meditations, and tonight's meditation will be on the different chakras. So first of all, let me talk about Lilydale for a little while. You know, right now at the Healing Temple on Facebook, there's a healing temple is going on, and you can tune into that also. If you'd like to know more about the different radio stations coming from Lilydale, go on to Lilydale site, lilydaleassembly.com, lilydaleassembly.com, and you'll be able to tune into that. These meditations are simply an example of the different classes that we have here during the season on Sunday nights. So in the summertime, every Sunday night at 8:30, I have the opportunity of teaching what is known as the home circle. And in the home circle, we help you to develop your intuition. We help you to develop, which I have a favorite name for it, it's called developing your intuitive intelligence. So just like you have academic intelligence, emotional intelligence, physical intelligence, spiritual intelligence, you also have something called intuitive intelligence. And intuitive intelligence is basically learning how to tune into your mind and use your mind to develop your intuition. Now, I noticed that there are some people calling in. I'm not going to be able to get to you during the show, but if you stay online, then I will get to you after the show, okay? So if you want me to talk to you, stay online, okay? And I will talk to each and every one of you right after the show, but you need to stay online for that. And so pretty soon we're going to start a meditation, and the meditation is on the different chakras. So find a comfortable place where you don't have to move for a little while. Perhaps just dim the lights and make sure that you're quiet, or make sure that you're turning off your phone. If you have, and you will receive different things when you're doing this meditation, if there's no one there to share that with, I would advise you to write down specifically what you get. And so here's the meditation on the different chakras.
Relax. Find a place of meditation that works for you. It's a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy, normal state of being. Focus your mind. Your mind is in every single cell of your body. Relax your feet. Feel how relaxed your feet are. Relax your ankles, your shins, knees, and thighs. The safer you feel, the deeper you will go. And the deeper you will go, the safer you will feel. Fingers, hands, and arms relaxing. groin, solar plexus, and chest are beginning to relax. All the muscles and tissues in these parts of your body are going into a state of relaxation, deeper than before. Your back, all the vertebrae, muscles, and tissues in your spine and your back are relaxing. Your shoulders, all outside sounds will help you focus your mind and relax. Your neck and your chin. Relax your chin just the way you relax it before you go to sleep at night. Your face, your lips, your tongue, and your teeth. You're getting better and better at entering a deeper, healthy level of mind. Your spine, relax. Into your bones. Imagine now your healthy bones. Your skeletal body being healthy and strong and relaxed. Your heart, your healthy heart, is relaxed. Your lungs, your pink lungs, healthy lungs, relax. Your thyroid gland, which is in your throat. All internal organs are beginning to vibrate with total health and relaxation. Your digestive system, relax. Your spleen, your pancreas, your liver, your reproductive organs, your kidneys, all internal organs, your nervous system, and your brain. You're getting better and better at remembering how to put yourself into a deep state of relaxation. Your feet feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. They're getting lighter and lighter. Your ankles, shins, knees, and thighs feel as though they're no longer a part of your body, getting lighter and lighter. The deeper you go, the safer you will feel. The safer you feel, the deeper you will go. Your fingers, hands, and arms feel as though they're no longer a part of your body. The trunk of your body, shoulders, neck, and head feel as though they're no longer a part of you. Different thoughts will come and go. Different emotions will come and go. Different sensations in your body will come and go. And all these things will help you focus your mind and relax. At this time, if your higher mind were to give you a color that represents its energy, what is the color that spontaneously comes to you? Sound. What sound do you intuit? Your mind being in every single cell of your body, what does unconditional love feel like? Observe the sensation when you have that thought. Aromas, fragrances, taste. Notice how you're sitting in meditation. By simply sitting like this in your future, you will automatically put yourself into a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Meditation on the chakras. You are the musical instrument. If you put yourself in tune, then the gods and goddesses can come and play through you. The first chakra. Root at the base of your spine. The sense of smell. What aroma or fragrances do you sense at the first chakra? Focusing on the color red. Breathing in the color red. First chakra represents your karmic tie to your ancestors, your spiritual history. Breathe in the color red. The second chakra, orange. Sacral. Taste. What do you taste on your tongue when you're in the second chakra? The energy to manifest your sexual energy. Your creative energy. Breathe in the color orange. So the third chakra. The color yellow. Solar plexus. Sight. Spiritual vision. The seat of the subconscious mind. Personal empowerment. Self-esteem. In this part of your physical body, the yogis have told us that there is brain matter. The brain for the physical body through the nervous system is located in this chakra. Breathe in the color yellow. The fourth chakra, the color green. Unconditional love, compassion, vibrant, beautiful green. Breathe in the color green. The fifth chakra. sound. Communication. Expression. The power of your spoken word. Breathe in the color, light blue. The sixth chakra, indigo. Intuition, communication with the spirit world through intuitive thought. The intuitive eye, the ability to communicate with all worlds. Breathe in the color, indigo. The seventh chakra, the color, violet. The crown chakra, divine wisdom. Higher knowledge, the awakened self. Breathe in the color violet. The eighth chakra, the color gold. A few inches above your head. The ability to communicate with the masters, guides, and angels. Communication with the higher self, the sacred self. Breathe in the color gold. The ninth chakra, the color silver. The ability to breathe in the color silver. The Holy Spirit. remain focused. Relax. You are the musical instrument. By meditating on the chakras, you will attune your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, your intuitive body, and your spiritual body. In a little while, taking our time, we'll slowly come back to this room, fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. And the next time you do this exercise, this meditation, you'll get more, remember more, and understand. You're getting better and better at remembering how to do this. Just for those of you who need it, I will simply count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, open your eyes, look focused and fine, in tune and in perfect health. 1, 2, and 3. Count of 5, open your eyes, think fine and focus, in tune and in perfect health. 4 and 5.
Hello, you are listening to Journeys of the Light coming to you from Lilydale, New York. I'm very happy that you have joined us tonight. You've been listening to a meditation on the different chakras. Every week we have a different meditation for you. Now, this is for the purpose of developing your intuition and your higher self. Next week, we'll be having Awakening the 5 Forms of Intelligence. Awakening the 5 Forms of Intelligence. And the 5 Forms of Intelligence are physical intelligence, okay? If you want to become physically intelligent, you don't have to invent the wheel. If you study people who are physically intelligent, like the people who do the yoga, the tai chi, the nutritionist, people who know all about vitamins and know how to make food their medicine, that's the people that are physically intelligent. And then you have what is known as emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is, I like to refer to, call the 4 agreements, and the 4 agreements are to be impeccable with your word. That means your word is your wand, and you make your own happiness or unhappiness by what literally comes out of your mouth, okay? And the next one is don't take things personally, which means nobody does anything to you or for you that has anything to do with you. I'll say that again. Nobody does anything to you or for you that has anything to do with you, so don't take it personally. Wayne Dyer is one of the teachers that used to teach here at Lilydale, and I remember this from him. He said that it's none of your business. It is none of your business what other people think about you, because one moment you'll be loving you and doing everything for you, and the next moment they won't want to look at you. Now, okay, so your happiness or unhappiness does not depend on a good opinion of other people. So that's being emotionally intelligent. And mental intelligence is obviously, you know, learning the 3 R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and learning how to figure things out in your mental world. And also, which would include learning how to think, in a very, very positive way. Using mindfulness, and using mindfulness means learning how to think in a very positive way. And then there's intuitive intelligence, and for those of you who understand intuition, The intuitive intelligence, mental intuitive intelligence, comes to you through the five modalities of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, which means smelling and tasting, and also clairsentient, which means feeling. So intuitive intelligence. And if you meditate, you go to the same part of your brain that you go to when you sleep at night, but you're wide awake at the same time, so therefore you get to use different parts of your mind. And that the byproduct of that is that you, too, also become more intuitively intelligent. And then there is the spiritual intelligence. Now, remember, you don't have to bend the wheel. So let me ask you a question. So who do you consider people in the world, even in the world, or people that pass on who are spiritually intelligent? Well, of course, the master teachers are spiritually intelligent. Okay? Being spiritually intelligent is understanding this, that you are made in the image and likeness of your Creator, and that you're not in the world, but the world is in you. And so spiritual intelligence is really understanding how the higher mind thinks. Now, imagine that if you were physically intelligent, emotionally intelligent, mentally intelligent, intuitively intelligent, and spiritual intelligence, then you would become your authentic self. In quantum physics, 1 and 1 isn't 2, it's 3. So when you bring together the physical body, the emotional body, mental body, intuitive body, and spiritual body, then you manifest the world that you really want to be in. Remember, you are not in the world. The world is in you. So, my dear friend, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be, intuitive, creative, or intelligent? Well, who are you not to be? You're playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, which is spelt false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. Okay, so again, good night from Lilydale. We hope to hear from you or listen in on us next week. And we'll be going through a meditation about physical intelligence. Okay, so Merry Christmas. Be safe and know that he that is in you is greater than the person that is in the world. Thank you.